the pillars of the church, protectors of the Protestant ideal. I think you should, for your own good, know how the council feel. They don't want warfare in the parish. They deprecate controversy or fuss. But they think it odd that an honest man of God would rather save the teddy boys than us.
Surely, Miss Fortescue, the church
is one congregation.
Please let me finish, Mr. Highfield. You'd rather want to interrupt.
I didn't mean to say a thing.
Another lump of sugar.
Please
do.
It's rather strong.
It's stood too long.
It's far too strong.
Though the faithful few I try to serve, they're not the only duty that I hold. For I'm quite sure you're all secure and safely gathered in the fold. But if the simile of flock I may extend, then Luke 15 I'd humbly underline. For in verses 1 to 7 you'll find greater joy in heaven over one sheep farm than all your 99.
One final word I have to say, and then I'll go upon my way. It's getting late,
I'll take your plate.
Oh, really, can't you stay?
I beg you, try to meditate on what I confidently state. Your social attitude is dangerously imbued with heresy derivative from Rome.
I never heard.
Surely, Miss Fortescue, you can have no foundation.
Here's the time when even
a charming tedium.
Please let me see you to the door.
Oh dear, I've left my gloves behind.
She left her gloves, her gloves, her gloves.
Oh, hear